for lunch break as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up. It's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center in Portland. The Social Justice Action Center provides community space, access to a commercial kitchen, and now new open hours. The launch party will provide information about new programs, opportunities to volunteer, and more. Again, that's the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Baby, you understand me now.
Good. Hello. Welcome to Prison Pipeline. My name is Emma. I use she and her pronouns.
Hi, greetings and welcome. My name is Adam Carpinelli. Your hostess is with the mostesses and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy everything.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
It's everything right now.
New Year.
This is our special shout out to all you folks who are inside right now. We just... our annual holiday show, we are celebrating you who are inside, how fabulous you are, all of your strength and your resistance and your courage to withstand the criminal justice system. And we just want to tell you that we love you and we want to share messages of joy and inspiration for you tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Emma. Every year we do a call out and ask folks to send messages from either the inside or outside to people either in the inside or outside, friends, family members, loved ones, formerly incarcerated persons, and specifically people who are inside all the facilities all over the U.S., all over the world, including ICE detention centers. We've been talking a lot about that on the show, I think.
I just came from the ICE vigil tonight.
You did?
Yeah, we just had one.
You want to talk about that at all? Or?
It was amazing. Yeah, this is the second night of Hanukkah. And so we organized a Never Again rally over in front of the ICE headquarters. We had about 100 people turn out. We all brought candles. Those of us who are Jewish brought our Hanukkah. And we lit the candles for the second day of Hanukkah.
Mazel tov.
And thank you. But we were there to resist. We were there to show everyone who's inside of ICE detention facilities that we will not keep children in cages. Children will not be in cages. We will never permit that. And we will resist it with every iota of our being. We will resist incarceration of children.
So we have one comment here, or one message that is going out, and this is to Andres in Coyote Ridge, the armpit of Washington State. Only a few more months in hell, baby love, until you're much closer to home in fewer chains. The example you set gives me courage every day to carry on, chin up. Love from Kristen and Che. So yeah, that's Andres at Coyote Ridge. And Emma, I know you spend time going down to different facilities and other places. Are there any either, you know, people or shouts out or particular maybe, you know, facilities that you want to maybe mention as far as, you know, or kind of good tidings that we're sending to folks
sure.
here?
Sure. Yeah, no, I definitely want to say hello to all the ladies at Coffee Creek. Coffee Creek, the women at Coffee Creek are just amazing. The women on the medium side, the women on the minimum side, all the folks who hang out over in the chapel, in the library, the folks who hang out and do all of the super important work that they do every day to sustain themselves at Coffee Creek, the folks who work for the DMV and people who are in classes, getting their GEDs. The Coffee Creek ladies who are out fighting fires every summer. I just want to say hello to all of you, and you know, just what amazing people you are. You're just, I mean, you're incredible. Your strength, your courage, and I know that this time of year it can be really hard. It's hard being away from your family. It's hard being away from your children if you're separated from your children right now. But just know that there's a lot of people on the outside who really love you and who think about you and who want to visit you and talk to you. And if you don't have someone right now to communicate with, send us a line at Prison Pipeline and we'll try to find people to keep in communication with you, because I know it can be really lonely being inside, especially this time of year. It's so dark. And right now it's so cold, and it's hard being in prison. I mean, it's really, really hard to be in prison and to be separated from people that you love and have to put up with all of the stuff that goes on in prison, all of the issues of how you're controlled and how your space is controlled. And, you know, we just want to let you know here at KBOO and from the folks who are here on the outside that we think about you every day. And that part of why we're here tonight is because we want you to know that we remember you and that you matter. Your lives matter. It doesn't matter what you did or you didn't do. You know, everybody deserves love and everybody deserves to be respected. And we respect you and we have so much faith in you. We know that when you get out, you're going to be supported and we're going to be there as a community. Portland here, you know, and all these folks, we're going to be here to like try to help you transition out of prison and into a positive life. So that's why we're here tonight, just to remind you.
Yeah, well, in context of Coffee Creek as well, there's so many people who do this amazing work to make those connections inside and out as well. And definitely in that context, I'd like to give a shout out to like Trish Jordan. I know we talked about, you know, Red Lodge a lot. We've had her on the show several times and we'll continue to. And so just making that connection, too, that there's so many amazing things going on, I mean, inside and outside in tandem, to really, you know, try to strengthen those relationships. And you know, so thanks for all the work that everybody's doing and groups like that as well.
Oh, yeah. And the Family Preservation Project, the amazing mm-hmm. work that the Family Preservation Project does to keep women and their children together. You know, we know that maintaining those family bonds between mothers and children is like so essential to success once you come out. And it's also like so important to your children. One of the hardest things, especially for women who are incarcerated, is how they're separated from their children. Prison is really, really hard on women, and prison is designed, you know, I don't mean to say this in a way that sounds like anything negative, but prison is designed for men. It's not really designed for women. The women's prisons are modeled on men's prisons. And mm-hmm. so the way in which like women are controlled and the relationships that women have and the way that women relate and you know, do what women do, is really impacted quite severely by being incarcerated. I mean, women are, most of the time, they're like the center of the family. They're really the center of the family. And so when you separate a woman from her children, you're really breaking up the whole family and you're impacting mm-hmm. the whole family. Today, I was talking with some folks from the Families of Prisoners Conference, and they were saying that for every one person who's incarcerated, it affects 88 people. And wow. So that's part of why we're here today. 88 people, yeah. When you look at like all of the friends and the family and the networks of the people who care about them, you know, it has a huge impact. And especially right now around the holidays, when this is like a time for everyone to get together and to like kind of be together, you know, we just want people to know that we, part of why we're here at KBOO every day is because we want people to know that togetherness that we celebrate on the outside, we also like honor and respect you who are on the inside. And when you come out, we want to be there for you. So that's part of why we're here, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, in that context of Prison Pipeline and KBOO, why we're here, then there's folks who aren't here tonight with us per se in the booth, but that also do some amazing shows with us as part of the Prison Pipeline Collective. One of those people who's been holding it down, among others, you know, Is Karen James. You know, we're going to give a shout out to Karen.
Shout out to Karen.
And
yes.
and Karen has shared a tune with us that she thought would be nice to share on her behalf, and that's a tune by Sam Miller here, and he talks about in some of the lyrics here, Christmas in prison. So we're going to hear back, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
Oh, great.
It's Christmas in prison. The food was real good. We had turkey and pistols all carved out of wood. And I dream of her nightly, even when I don't dream. And her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and is sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Flowing by God. The spotlight in the big yard swings round with the gun, and it spotlights the snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison. There'll be music tonight, and I'll probably get homesick. I love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me. Now we're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
And that was Christmas in Prison. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Community Radio. Today is our annual holiday show, and this is a show where we remember people who are incarcerated. We take people who messages from folks who want to send messages to folks on the inside. If you have a message that you'd like to send, you can give us a call at 503-231-8187. We've also got messages that have been sent to us via email, and we just want to be there right now for folks who are incarcerated, because we spend so much time talking about the system and the impact that the system has, but around the holiday season, we want to get really personal and just, you know, share. We know how hard it is to be incarcerated, to be in prison. Folks who are at the Columbia River Correctional Facility, folks who are down at Coffee Creek, who are, you know, within listening range here of KVU, we just people who are in county jail at Multnomah County. We just want you to know that, you know, this program is for you. We really care about you, and we're thinking about you, and we want anybody who is listening to think tonight about someone who's incarcerated. Around the holiday season, it can be a really dark and lonely time. It's a time when, you know, people who don't have family support often feel the most lonely and isolated. And, you know, we don't need to create a society where people feel lonely and isolated. It's hard enough being in prison. But, you know, while you're in prison, we want you to be supported, because when you come out, we want you to have a really great life. You know, we want you to have a positive life. with lots of support. And so while you're in prison right now, I just want you to know that, you know, there's at least several people here at KBOO who are thinking about you, and, you know, our collective supports you. And so, you know, keep your strength up, do your best to get through your sentence, whatever it is. And, you know, we're here to support you.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to some young men, you know, youth, but they're not that young really. Down at Clarion Youth Correctional Facility in Woodburn, and if any of them were listening, which would be like amazing if they were, but it's a group of folks that, you know, we meet a couple times a month on Tuesday evenings, and it's a group called Global Perspectives, and we have guests like people like you, Emma, or people from the station, you know, have come down before. There's actually a few people with the station that have been connected down there as well, doing some KBOO radio, you know, programming and workshops with young men down there at McLaren as well. One of those people who's, you know, still kind of one of our, alumni, you know, honorary members is Carlos Chavez.
Carlos.
Yeah, with Morpheus Youth Project. And you know, and he's been doing that work for years. And so, and you know, we've been able to air segments, you know, before of programs that the youth had put together with Carlos and some of the work that was going on there. So don't want to forget about all those folks. And if they're listening to, you know, definitely happy holidays. And, you know, we're just here trying to hold it down with you folks. And we did see, you know, some people who have come out of, I mean, not just, you know, the program that we do, but just have come out of McLaren and everything, and who are doing really good. So shouts out to those people who are outside now.
Yes.
And trying to see what we can do, maybe get folks plugged in with the show as well, you know, in the future, and you know, kind of keep that spirit together. So
you know, when you get out of prison, that's hard enough too, because when you get out, you have to deal with if you have a felony conviction, or, you know, if you have if you still have a lot of parole time you've got to keep up with your parole. So if you're listening right now and you're on parole, we also, you know, we want to give a shout out to you too, because I know it's really hard, like keeping up with your parole officer every month. You've got to do bus fare, you've got to get to wherever you need to go, you have to keep clean and sober. It's really challenging doing parole, and there's like almost as many people who are on parole as there are people who are in prison. So
yeah, totally. I mean, and also to say that I think, you know, just in general, you know, we talk about people inside. I mean, we're simply talking about people, and there's so many amazing people inside and outside, and so many people who I admire, who I've met, had the opportunity and honor to meet, you know, that have been locked up for, you know, almost, you know, like most of their adult lives, I guess we can say. Those are people like various political prisoners, which of course I'm always ranting about on the show, because we don't want to, you know, forget about anybody who's locked up, and also the folks who have been doing these, you know, long-term sentences, you know, as well as people have life sentences and all these things. And you know, there's so many political prisoners we could mention or talk about here. I mean, one person who's been most inspiring for me is Jalil Muntakim, who's a Black Liberation Army, you know, Black Panther Party political prisoner. And, you know, he's been in since he was 19 and was captured, you know, by, you know, COINTELPRO programs in the early 70s, and has been inside since, and has been fighting for his parole for years and years and years. Was recently denied another one. This is all in New York State. He's in upstate New York. And if you look up either his name, you know, freejalil.com or thejerichomovement.com, any of the different Jericho movement, the different anarchist Black Cross groups, anybody who's doing support around political prisoners, you will see his name come up, which is Jalil Muntakim again. There's other people worth noting, but I mean, there's such a long list with, you know, from Leonard Peltier, and of course, it's kind of been this tradition, I guess, on radio, prison radio, and just radio in general, and KBOO. Seems like Mumia ends up on a lot of shows on KBOO, right?
Mumia.
So it's not only our show. In fact, we do so much other stuff on our show, we don't always get to play Mumia. So it seems like about once a year, we usually get around to you know, doing like a Mumia.
It's funny because I listen to Mumia every week on Prison Radio. And so I think, it's Mumia.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, we don't play him enough on Prison Pipeline.
Yeah. And that's another huge resource, too. You know, is prisonradio.org. If you just go there, and then all the Mumia pieces are up there, and all kinds of other great stuff, too, and how to get involved with that. So we're going to hear the most recent piece from Mumia that he put out in the last couple weeks. And we'll be back in a sec.
Now what? After the U.S. House voted along party lines to impeach the U.S. President, Donald Trump, headlines blared and pundits crowed about the news. But now what? It is all but certain that Trump will be acquitted by the U.S. Senate and the case essentially dismissed. While history books will note that Trump was impeached, beyond that, it will mean next to nothing, for he will not be removed from office. Without that, there is nothing. To men like him, impeachment is just a word, a nasty word, according to him. The Constitution? Just a scrap of paper. What matters is power. Nothing else matters. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
You know,
these commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
You know, one of the things I really notice whenever I listen to Mumia is that it really sounds like a prison. I mean, there's never any time when folks are in prison when there's not a lot of echoey noise and when the lights are on. And it's really hard, like, you know, it's just to be able to get outside sometimes and just get some fresh air and some sunlight is just so important to people mm-hmm. who are incarcerated. And whenever I hear Mumia, I always hear the echoey sound, you know, that comes from like being in the phone room. And it reminds me of like this, I mean, it's so real to mm-hmm. hear that sound.
Yeah, when I've talked to folks who have visited him and he's been locked up in the Northeast and in Pennsylvania, you know, really cold places, of course, and I basically just the gist of it is that, you know, he barely ever at all goes outside, right? And then sometimes, you know, I guess however that works, he has like a moment where he gets out, and you know, but again, usually in a lot of cases it's like, you know, super cold and snowy, which is also interesting too, right? But then, you know, these few bright moments that he has, you know, outside, aside from, you know, getting visits and what have you, which, you know,
I remember one time I was down at Coffee Creek and it snowed and they wouldn't let everybody go outside when the snow was happening, and I can't remember what the reason was. They were afraid that people were going to cause problems. Mm-hmm. But you know, being outside and being in the fresh air is really important, like to just getting through your sentence. But what's also really important is just knowing that there's people there who care about you. And right now it's, you know, it's the holiday seasons. It's the darkest time of the year. There's a lot of people who are incarcerated too. Another group that we forgot to mention or that we didn't really talk about mm-hmm. is there's a lot of people right now who are being detained illegally by this government. Mm-hmm. They're being detained in prisons. There's people who are driving around here in Portland and in Oregon for fear of their lives. They're afraid of being pulled over by ICE. Even though we have like all these agreements to try to protect people, there's been so many people who have been deported, people who have lived in this country their entire lives, and their children have lost their parents. We've been separating parents from their children, and they've been sent to, sometimes they've been sent to countries where like they have never been mm-hmm. since they were like very young. They don't even speak the language sometimes, and it's crazy. And we're taking children and we're sticking them in like agencies here in Oregon who have been separated from their parents. And you know, we just want to like on this evening of this holiday season, which is supposed to be about joy, we want to also like shine a light on justice, because justice is part of why we're here. That light that we celebrate should also be a light of justice. It should be a light of reconciliation. It should be a light of truth. That's part of the season when it's so dark and we're shining lights and we're lighting things. And so that's part of why we're here tonight, is because we want to shine a light on the truth of these people's lives. There's so many people who deserve dignity, and we want to remember them today.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And that's, again, like last couple of shows, we've had folks like Maru Mora, who's, you know, an amazing community organizer in the Seattle area, and has been working with La Resistencia, which they kind of had, I guess, had changed the names. That was like the Northwest Detention Center resistance group, or, I mean, still is, you know, just a different kind of name. And they've been going to our regional ICE detention center in Tacoma for years and reaching out to, you know, as anybody they can basically there, right? And then also showing the system that we're here and that we're paying attention to, you know, all the atrocities going on and all the human rights violations, the families that are broken up. And so that's some other great organizing that's going on and people who have been very supportive of that work. And we also had Amy Sitar's recently talking about the Bronze Shoes installation project, excuse me. And, you know, the creative artistic ways people are doing work inside and outside to, you know, think about how we're going to kind of build a better world, right? Because tonight we're not going to, you know, keep talking about, you know, just about, you know, abolishing prisons and how prisons suck. We also have some uplifting things here. And
we do. We have some uplifting things. And,
yeah.
Yeah, we have some uplifting quotes we'd just like to share in the last few minutes for folks. If you're on the inside and you need some words of inspiration, we'd like to share some with you now. One of them is, if you can remember that start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and then suddenly you are doing the impossible. That's a great, great quote from Francis of Assisi.
That's great.
Another one is, this is from Helen Keller, when one door of happiness closes, another opens, but often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. And boy, that is so true, especially if you're incarcerated. There's lots of closed doors everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's doors that are closed. But if you just look at the closed doors, then you don't see the ones that are open. You don't see the community of folks around you. And there's wonderful resources that you can find just in your community of other fellow incarcerated people. There's lots of programs that are there. Please take advantage of those programs, whatever you can, to better yourself while you're on the inside. It'll be so valuable to you when you get out. Another one by Maya Angelou, you can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Maya Angelou knows so much about resistance and about strength. What a wonderful thing to share. So these are some, do you want to share some, Adam?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that was one of my favorites of the Maya Angelou
one.
Oh, sorry, for
sure. I took that one.
No. I mean, just inspiring to get to basically hear it. There's one from Gandhi here that's forgiveness is the attribute of the strong.
It's hard sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're in prison. It's hard to think about forgiveness. It really is. I mean, but it's also prison is if you've been incarcerated and you need to recover, prison is a great place to do like drug recovery. It's a really good place to get off of things that maybe got you there. But once you've like recovered and gotten to where you need to be, then we want to be there for you so that when you get out, you really have some support.
Yeah. Another one of my favorite ones too, and there's always an argument about who kind of coined it, you know, but is that you either, you know, you stand for something, you know, or, you know, you don't stand for anything at all, basically.
Right.
I forget the exact wording for it, but it's, you know, that basic idea, you know, it's you either, you kind of live for a cause or you die just because.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these are other inspiring things that I think about too, is kind of, you know, about what are we doing with our intentions moving forward, aside from whatever we've done in the past, you know.
Yeah, you have to think towards the future. Think about what's coming up ahead of you. You might, your sentence might be ending pretty soon. You might be getting out really soon. You've always got that to look forward to. Even like in the middle of winter, in the middle of the holiday season, it might be dark and it might be kind of depressing, but you know that pretty soon, you know that sometime soon your sentence is going to end and you'll be out free. And so look forward to that. And, you know, if you need to, give us a call here at KBOO. If you can get on a phone, give us a call anytime at 503-231-8187 or send us a message at Prison Pipeline. and let us know how you're doing. And we just want you all to know in this holiday season that we're thinking about you, and we really care about you. And we just wanted you to know that if you're on the inside, that you're not alone.
Yeah, and we always appreciate in some cases where we even get mail here from people who are inside prison, all over, specifically in Oregon, and we appreciate the folks who reach out to us, let us know that they're listening and things like that. I have actually one friend of mine who, I mean, you know, I know him, you know, after he had, you know, spent, you know, many years in prison, and we, you know, were just, was like casually talking, and he was like, oh, you do, you know, Prison Pipeline, you know, we were listening, I used to listen to that. Yeah. Yeah. He was at OSP like years ago, you know, and it's a friend of mine who lives up in Washington now. And so it's always great to know about it. So
that's about it. But shout out tonight to the ladies at Coffee Creek, to the men out at the CRC, to McLaren, Salem, if you're listening in Salem, if you're in Multnomah County Jail, shout out to all of you tonight, and have a happy holidays.
Yeah. Free them all. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipelines at KBOO.FM/Prison Pipeline, like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. And big thanks to our great host and Selena, our engineer.
Thank you, Selena. Good night.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Project Northwest Hip Hop Showcase on Friday, December 27th from 9 p.m. to midnight at the Hawthorne Hideaway in Portland. Project Northwest is a pro-black, pro-women, pro-queer online zine and showcase for hip hop and R&B artists in the Pacific Northwest. This month, performing artists include I Am Jorday, Little Benz, and Tyree Penlight, and more. Again, that's Project Northwest Hip Hop Showcase on Friday, December 27th from 9 p.m. to midnight at the Hawthorne Hideaway located at 2221 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community.